Where's Zoom? I lost. Oh, there's Zoom. I'm like, I
I'm right here. I'm
lost Zoom.
here.
Too many
Hello.
buttons. Too many buttons. What the heck?
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
We're back. It's season five.
Did you miss us? Tell us you missed us.
You, of course, you missed us. We're amazing.
Obviously. I'm Mandy of Antica.
And I'm Karen from Vingard. Welcome back to season five. We're so
I
excited.
can't believe this.
That's a wild number. Like, how have we been doing this that long?
I fear I blinked.
Yeah. We did make the mistake of blinking. That is
Yeah, don't like that.
a very silly thing we did. But here we are. In our timeline, that's where we're doing next. In our timeline, it's January 8th, and in y'all's timeline, it's January 16th. It's 2096. What
It's weird.
the
And it's still January. This week has been 700 years, as usual for
It really
January.
has. Like, I swear to God, I came into work on Monday and I looked at the clock. I'm like, how? It's been 5 billion hours and I'm still here. It's been the slowest fucking. I can't
I feel
even.
like Christmas was 3 months ago.
Fucking January. I hate it so much.
Yeah,
Whatever. All right.
agree.
Moving on. This week in fangirling, what did you do? Are we doing that? We're doing whatever.
Yeah. So I'll tell you about my week, but I have two, a really happy update and a really sad update. So I'll
Yeah.
start with the sad and then end on the glad because I'm
Yeah.
going to knock you down. I'm going to bring you back up. Not that anyone cares as much as I do, but last we spoke on the podcast, my dog Harry had been going through the ringer after a botched dental gone wrong. And he had his eyes removed. He had a really, really good day where we were like, it was the day before his first checkup for the eye removal. He was getting around on his own. He, was more active, seemed more curious. We were like, man, we're so excited to take him to his appointment. He and I got into bed. Josh went into his office to do some editing. I was dozing and I had my hands on his little body. His little butt was pressed up against my chest. And I realized that he wasn't breathing. So we lost our Harry Potter. It was actually devastating. It's one of the worst things I've ever gone through, just because one, this was our first like in our house loss. I mean, we lost our ferrets, but like they weren't
Yeah.
with us that long, and your dogs are different.
Yeah.
And the way that he went over
Yeah.
something so stupid. So, Karen and a bunch of our cult friends took a lot of good care of me. They were very sweet and sent me all kinds of goodies and DoorDash gift cards and the most insane hanger, like painted face hangers of all of my dogs. It's like
Little
everybody who came to my
ornaments.
house at Thanksgiving was like, yeah, they're ornaments. My niece, my 6-year-old niece, was showing her them and she was like, Mimi, hang them on their stockings until you get your Christmas tree. And when Josh got home, he was like, no, I like them better here because on the tree, they're going to get lost. Here, you
Yeah.
know whose stocking it is, and they're more of
Yeah.
like a focal point. They're
Yeah.
insane. Everybody who came to Thanksgiving was like holding him up and looking at him.
Georgie's ear
His
killed
ear
me.
being
His
folded down.
ear, like when she showed me the blank, I died. I
I
died.
died.
It was like it was so
Taylor
good.
Joyce. Ugh.
So good. I love her so much.
Yeah, it's incredible, incredible. I cried and cried. That's why you haven't seen me posting so much about my book because it happened. He passed a week after I published, and it took all of the wind out of my life. And
Yeah.
I don't have any wind in my sails, and I'm trying to get it back. But the world has been on fire, and everything's awful. So that's really sad news. I will miss him until I hold him again, and I know I will hold him again someday because either all dogs go to heaven, or I can't be in heaven. It's not heaven if my babies aren't there. So
Yeah.
I will hold him again. Happy news. I'm a Mimi again. I have a new niece. She was born right before New Year's. She's absolutely perfect. And the first words I said to her were, Hi, Angel. I'm your Mimi, and I can't wait to tell you that once upon a time, in a land long since burned to ash, there was a princess who loved her kingdom very much. And I told her all about Manon Blackbeak, and so I'm trying to decide when I should start reading Throne of Glass to her. I'll take suggestions in our comments or in our email. So yeah, I have lost a baby and gained a baby. We're all over the moon. Baby brother is a little jealous. He's two. When he walked into the room, he ignored her completely. That thing doesn't exist. Then he went above her and just pointed. Dead-eyed pointed at her.
Oh my
So
goodness.
we're working on it, but he likes to tell everybody about his baby. My
Okay.
baby. My baby. So progress. Big sister is obsessed.
Yeah.
Head over heels in love with this baby. That is her baby. She put a I don't want to say what my like, I guess I can say my greatest fear on earth is frogs. She put a frog bracelet on the baby's ankle so that Mimi couldn't hold her because she wanted to hold her.
Oh
And I'm like, that's another Mimi's girl. And she's like, no, I'm all the Mimi's girl you need. That's a sissy's girl.
Oh my gosh.
So we're in a
That
battle over whose girl she's
honestly,
going to be.
that tracks.
Yeah.
That tracks.
Yeah.
Knowing her, yeah.
Apparently, she was doing something with her parents, and her mom said, "You're such a daddy's girl." And in front of her dad, she was like, "Sis, no, I'm a Mimi's girl. I wasn't even there." So at least I have her. Okay, this week, as I mentioned, mid-October, my life turned upside down a little, and I'm still depressed. I'm still in a rut. It's okay. I'm seeing a way out of it. I'm trying. It's just been slow. I went back into my comfort world. I've been re-listening to Throne of Glass, which is a devastating thing to do to your mental health when you're already fragile. I'm in Kingdom of Ash. Pray for me. I've
It's
got like
okay.
3 hours left in the audiobook.
I decided that I was going to rewatch all of the Hunger Games.
Oh, that's a yep.
I was
In this
like, you
day and
know,
age, oh.
that's what I need. That's just what I
Yep.
need. It's like, it's so depressing, but also it's like a beacon of hope,
Yep.
you know, that there
Katniss is
could
out there somewhere.
somewhere,
Oh,
somewhere. And
Katniss, please.
I just hope it's not some poor 18-year-old girl, honestly. But like, I feel
There is
bad for
hope. There is hope.
there is
That
hope.
is true.
I just hope it's not poor
It's
some
why I
poor
watched
child.
them all the few days after Election Day because it was like I need to see goodness prevail.
I struggled through the holidays and I was like, time to watch the
Oh.
Hunger Games.
Okay,
So
so
I feel it.
speaking of that kind of, I have been re-binging Vanderpump Rules for the I don't want to say Vanderpump Rules is like a comfort show because it's not, but it's familiar enough that there's not going to be any new surprises or whatever. They have a new season out with a totally new cast of like 20-year-olds. I don't relate to those so much, and so it just seemed like a bunch of little kids, which the cast of Vanderpump Rules was when the show started in 2011, 2012. I get it, but they were my age.
It was
I
like,
relate to these people. Like going back now, like the pencil thin eyebrows and like the bright skinny jeans, the statement necklaces. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to watch these whippersnappers. I'm going to watch the OG crew. I love Stassi. I love Christina. I love Lala. I love Peter. And I hate pretty much everyone else. I don't like any of them. This show definitely makes you appreciate your life, your relationships, your friends. Because everybody's cheating on everybody. Everybody's slapping everybody or punching everybody in their brand new nose job or going to jail for stealing a pair of $300 sunglasses, bail for which was $11,000 over some $300 sunglasses. It's been a journey. So at night, when I get in the bed, I go to bed a little early and I just lay in the bed and watch a couple of episodes of Vanderpump. And if work is a little more calm, I'll have it playing in the background. Just it's noise, and I don't have to. It's not like listening to a new book during the day where I have to like have my brain turned on. I can just look up and be like, oh my God, it's the episode where Stassi slapped the shit out of Kristen.
Right.
So that's been fun. I also, I have been, I'm almost done. I'm in like two or three chapters left. I finally read Lights Out by Vanessa Allen. because I know I've talked about it before, but the main character is Josh. And the book is called Lights Out. And my Josh and I own a company called Lights Out, our production company, Lights Out Industries. So the he, I think it was Black Friday, we'd gone into Barnes and Noble. And I held it up and I was like, I got to tell you about this book. And he was like, you don't have it? I'm like personally offended that you don't have it. So
life, Josh from Lights
right.
Out.
I'm like, my Josh is better. So it's a dark romance. We have Allie, who's a trauma nurse, and she follows the faceless man on social media. Doesn't say, but it's like TikTok.
Yeah.
He posts like masked man thirst trap videos where like he's got like a ghost face mask on and then nothing else. And he makes it look like he's doing things with his hands. And he, you know, a lot of women lust after him. She comments on everyone. She's like, she knows his postings. He posts on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays every week at 4 p.m. She knows. And like, if she's at work, she'll go to her locker to check on what the masked man is doing, faceless man is doing. So there are some events that happen, and the faceless man, unbeknownst to her, is local to her. And some things happen that bring her comments to his attention because he's got like millions of followers.
Right.
But he finds her comments, and he's a bit of a hacker. So he, when he sees one, he finds them all, especially the ones of her like begging him to break into her house and do bad things to her. And he's like, is she serious or is she going to call the police the second I, you know, like, because a lot of people talk a big game on social media, but like, you don't really want a stalker to come in your house. So it's good. I made a mistake though, because I'm reading it at the same time as I'm watching Vanderpump Rules, and the main character, Josh, is described a lot like Jax Taylor, who is the worst human being on the planet. Like, worse than Sandoval. I hate Jax more than I hate Sandoval. And Sandoval is the one that did Scandoval.
Yeah.
And sang in the doll at on Traitors. Okay? Heinous. Offensive. Perverse. Vile. But Jax is worse than him. Josh is like, he's been around when I've watched Vanderpump Rules in the past when it was like airing live. But every now and then he'll sit on a few episodes with me. And I'm like, you don't understand. I wouldn't be afraid to be in a room with Sandoval alone.
Yeah.
I would just be like, he's going to talk about himself. He's going to play his trumpet. I would be afraid to be in a room with Jax Taylor. He just seems that sociopathic to me. So the dude is super muscular, has arm tattoos, whatever. And I'm like, he sounds like Jackson. I don't like it.
Oh, no.
So it takes me out of the story a lot, and I'm getting the ick a lot.
Aww.
I like the story. Like, if, God, if she described him as any other way, I'd be like loving
it's
it.
It's just the timing.
It's just the timing of,
yeah.
God damn it, he sounds like Jax fucking Taylor, and I hate him.
Ugh.
I've also, yeah, I've also been reading Dragon Curse by Elise Kova. We'll talk about that later. And today, the last thing I want to talk about today, Victoria Aveyard announced dates for Tempest. And I'm going to manifest that we have some work to do. Okay. She announced it's a duology.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to come out pretty quickly.
Yeah, pretty close together. Other. Yeah.
So
I think it's like September 26th and then like early, like first quarter 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, first quarter 27. So, because the both of them are written basically.
Yeah.
She wrote.
Started it out as one book.
Yeah. So.
And they were like, it's too big.
Yeah. If it's 300
pages. Or words, pages. Can you imagine?
No, I think she did. Didn't she print it out and it was like some ridiculous number of single space pages?
But it's not 300,000 pages. Though. I was thinking, like, can you imagine reading 300,000 pages?
No.
We probably have, but
well, collectively over multiple
books. Our lifetimes. But
yeah. My goodness.
Anyways, but yeah,
that's exciting.
That was very exciting. I think that was my week. I don't think I've done anything else. Beacon bought a box truck and we're outfitting it. Before I logged it, we went and got shelves yesterday. Before I logged in, I was in the truck helping Josh build one shelf. Then he got
Nice.
over it, and we're gonna do another one later. So that's thrilling. That's the exciting news
That's
this week
fun.
for Beacon. What did you do this week?
Oh my God, what did I do this week? I don't know. It's been a million years long. I don't know what I did this week, but I did, once again, Simontine puts out a list every December
Yeah.
of, they do 25 reads of December, where the first 25 days of the month, every day they put up one full book for free on the Simontine website and you can read it, but it's only available for those 24 hours and
Can
you
you get it
have
to
to,
your Kindle or do you have
no,
to
you
read it?
cannot. You have
Oh,
to read it from your
my
Simontine.
eyes.
Yes. So I don't do that. I borrow the audiobooks.
I love
And
that.
so I, but it is a fun way for me to just kind of explore new books. Like I don't like finding them by myself. I need somebody to tell me what to read.
No,
I
I love
can't make
that.
decisions. So I did. I read all 25 of the books, including some that were rereads, which includes These Violent Delights by Chloe Gong. I have not reread it.
Delightful for you.
It was lovely. I haven't reread it since I first read it. So it was really, really fun to revisit it, especially now that like the universe is done. You know, we've got the full story, Roma and Juliet, we've got Rosalind, you know, we've got all from start to beginning, it's finished. So it's like really cool to reread it knowing everything that I know. So I am now like, I think I'm gonna reread the whole series
Aww.
because I miss them. Like I forget how
That's how
much
I
I miss
was
them.
with Throne of Glass. I
I
miss
forget how much I'm,
Dorian.
yeah, I'm like, oh, it's like, it's so fun. It's like, Roma and Juliet are mad at each other. Like, no, you
No.
guys are in love.
Be
But
friends
like,
again.
yeah, so it's like, it's so, it's fun. It's been fun. So I did reread that. My daughter and I, so Buffy the Vampire Slayer is one of my favorite shows, and I was watching it when it released in 96 when I was, you know, like 7 years old. And so I was like, you know what? You're 10, which is older than I was when this show came out. So you're old enough to watch it now. I don't care that they're in high school. So we've been slowly watching Buffy, which has been fun. It's hilarious because they're high schoolers and they're making out, right? Every now and then. And every time she's like, Mom, there's too much smooching on this show. And it's so funny every
Keep
time.
that energy,
She
girlfriend.
gets so offended by smooching, and it is my favorite thing. It
I
is my
love it.
favorite thing.
She's so cute.
So I love it. I love it so much. Yeah, I don't know. I did a lot of shit over the past couple months that we've been gone, and I don't remember any of it because
Yeah.
my memory is really great. I did read Dragon Curse by Elise Kova, which we will talk about shortly. This week I read quite a few books. But I don't remember what started this week and what wasn't. So we're just gonna go with that.
Just pick a rando.
That's yeah, that's I don't know. I talked to that's it. This
I
we'll talk about more books later.
like
Well,
it. I'm good with
I'm
that.
like, I'll be better
We're gonna
prepared next.
ease into it. We'll
Yeah,
just.
I'll have a list next week.
That's
I
okay.
swear.
You're good.
So yeah, that's my very terrible summary of the last couple months.
Do you have a fictional boyfriend this week?
I mean, do we have to ask? Because I did reread These Violent Delights. So, of course, it's Roma, who I just adore. It's just so fun to see them as teens again after knowing them as adults who have a softer side, even though they're gangsters. Like, I'm obsessed. I
Oh,
love it.
babies.
So, you know, we're back with teenage Roma being absolutely
Babies.
down bad for Juliet, even though they're mortal enemies. It's the best. I love
It's my
it.
favorite.
Do I need to ask you yours?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think
I'm in Kingdom of
so.
Ash. It's Helmet's hair. My note literally says, seriously, this is our fifth year. If you didn't know that by now, you have not been paying attention. Like, the only man I love, fictional man, I love more than Lorcan is Aaron Warner.
Aaron Warner.
Maybe Hudson Vega, maybe, but Aaron Warner for sure. But then I have runners up that go to Dorian Halliard, Cale Westfall, and Adian Ashriver, obviously, because I'm not a Rowan girly, but those other three. Fenris
Don't need
Moonbeam.
to ask
Oh,
any
baby.
questions, you know.
Fenris too. I love Fenris so much. I would die. I love him more this reread than I have before. Like, I've always liked him. But Fenris, this go round, is making my heart beat. So,
All
the
right.
men of Throne of Glass.
That's fair. That is fair. Okay, it's time for announcement. We're so getting, I'm
So
so
happy about
excited.
this one.
I'm so excited. I'm so
It's
excited.
going to be a repeat offender.
Yeah, we're bringing back Shameze Patel to talk about Next Level Love. I'm
I
so
can't with this
excited.
cover
I
with the
know.
heart and the Pac-Man.
It, it's so cute. I cannot wait to hang out with the Game Night gang again.
I
I'm
know.
so excited. It's gonna be so
I
much fun. I
can't
love
wait.
Shameze so much. It's gonna be the best time. So that will be next week. If you are a Patreon subscriber, if you paid to join us on Patreon, then you already knew this. But a new perk for this year and moving forward is that we will be announcing our guests much earlier so that you can submit questions. If you have
Yeah.
questions for our guests, that way, you can be more, it can be more interactive
And we'll
with,
give you credit for your questions. Like,
yeah,
this
absolutely.
comes from Aaron Warner. Listen in.
Our Patreon subscriber. Yes. So if you haven't joined Patreon yet, it feels like a good time to do it.
Why not?
Why not?
We're 5 years in and you're still here. I mean,
And
why
honestly,
not
it's
join
less
the
than a
club?
cup of coffee. Like,
Are we not worth that to you?
come on, guys. Less than a cup of coffee. Do
Come
it.
on.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Peer pressure.
Love it.
All right, now it's time for the spiel, right? That's what's next.
Yeah.
Okay, friends, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things. Visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog, which I did update. I wrote a review. Everybody be proud of me. Clap,
I
clap, clap.
can't believe it. That is amazing.
I'm trying to be better this year.
It's like
I'm
my
trying.
niece and nephew stayed over when the baby was born, obviously, because their parents were at the hospital. And my nephew would jump off of our hearth, like in front of the fireplace, and he'd just look at you and
Oh, I
like he'd
love
telling you,
it.
like, clap, hello.
Oh
I've
my
done an
God.
amazing, I'm an Olympian. What are you
I'm
doing?
doing so good.
I
Clap.
forgot to say I watched Percy Jackson this week.
Oh my God. I haven't watched this week's episode, but I've been
I haven't watched
watching.
this week's, but I like binged the
Yes,
few.
yes, yes. Yes, I've been watching Percy Jackson, and
We'll
it's
talk about
so
it
fun.
next week.
Yeah, we'll
Yeah,
talk about it
or
next
we can
week.
talk about
Yeah.
we
Yeah,
can
we'll
say
talk
what's
about it next
funny.
week.
Okay. I didn't mean
We'll
to
talk
cut
about
you
it
off. I'm
next week.
sorry. I love
No,
you.
it's okay. We can talk about it next week because we are doing the spiel. All right. As we said earlier, you should subscribe to our Patreon for early access to podcast episodes, full video episodes, exclusive bonus content, as well as the opportunity to ask questions for our guest. That's super fun. I feel
Who
like
wouldn't
that's super
want that?
fun. I love that. I love that. And then, of course, if you want to shop our merch store, you can head over to the incoherentfangirl.com/shop to do that. Lots of cute stuff there. Mandy gets bored with an iPad and she makes us cute things.
I'm about due for doing that again, I
Yeah,
fear.
I feel like it's a good time. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, design ideas you want to tell us that we're pretty, we will
We'll take
accept all of that. In our
it.
inbox, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all. And of course,
Yes.
one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Please give us your words. You know we love
We
words
love your
here.
words.
Big words fans here. So do that. She is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
She's that Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And once you followed us on social media and you follow the podcast on social media, you can head over and visit our internet besties and do some self-care, do some shopping. We love that for you. Okay, small businesses need our help right now, so go support them. First up, you're gonna head to our friends over at Here Comes the Nerd at herecomestherenerd.com. Get yourself some pins and artsy goodies. You're gonna add code FANGIRL at checkout to get 20% off your first order.
Then you're going to head over to onceuponabookclub.com. You can subscribe. You can get some leftover boxes or any like standalone goodies that you want. And you use code Karen10 to get 10% off. But you have to spell Karen right or you're not going to get a discount. And what are we going to do today? We're going to make you hang out with Maeve, which Karen doesn't know what that means yet.
It sounds like it's not a good
I
time.
would hang out with Maeve's cadre, but her,
Sounds like it's not a
not a
good
good
time.
time. Not a
All
good
right.
time at all. We're
Well.
gonna make you hang out with Jax Taylor.
Oh no.
I just
Locked
got
in a
the
room with Jax
chills.
Taylor. Ugh.
Blech.
All right, all right,
Scary.
all right. And then you're gonna visit our friend Amber D. Lewis, get you some excellent books, if I do say so myself. AmberDLewis.com, use code FANGIRL and, oh no, FANGIRL10, and you'll get 10% off your order.
And then last but not least, you can support my family in quite a few different ways. You can support the show husband. He's at Born and Josh on all the things. At Searchers Believe is his paranormal investigation group. If you go to searchersbelieve.com/shop and use code FANGIRL10, you'll get 10% off of merch designed by me. And you can subscribe to Beacon TV. It's our new, not new anymore. It's not a baby, it's a toddler. Streaming platform that has paranormal, true crime, horror content. A lot of really cool things coming for Beacon. Really excited for this coming year. If you subscribe at streambeacontv.com and use code FANGIRL10, you'll get 10% off your subscription. You can follow at Searchers Podcast. That's my other podcast with the boys because they needed a girl. And I'm fun. I'm
You're so fun.
fun. And then last but not least, you can go to aepervis.com and pre-order a little, or not pre-order.
Not pre-order anymore,
The
girlfriend.
last time we did this, it was, no, it wasn't technically.
No, it wasn't, but
I'm so used to saying it. You can order a copy of The Living and the Dead. And if you use code Aaron Warner, then I know you'll listen to the podcast because I have literally not posted it anywhere. Anywhere. Even though I want to tell people. No. You have to listen to the podcast to know to get 10% off by using code Aaron Warner because it wouldn't be me if I made it Ride and Pengrave or Abigail or anything else but Aaron Warner. I have to make it about Aaron at some point. It's who I am. Stop trying to make me not who I am, listeners.
How
Gosh.
dare! How dare! I don't know if you saw, there was one point where I just kept staring down. It's because Roma was like staring me. He was just like looking at me. And I
Oh
was
no,
like,
there's so many times where I'm doing this and it's because Poochie is there.
yeah, Roma was just, he was just like looking at me. And I was like, I can't not look at you. You're so cute. Like one of his ears was floppy and the other one was just sticking straight up.
Oh,
And I was like,
baby.
I wish you could have seen it. He was so cute.
I bet it was.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
Anyways, that
that
was
was
the
the
incoherent
Incoherent
fangirl.
Fangirl.
Thanks for
Thank
listening.
you.
We
We
love
love
you.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.